From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is heading to the Middle East today to try to negotiate an end to the conflict in Gaza. Two Israeli civilians are now reported dead and a member of the Israeli military. More than 300 Palestinians have been killed. NPR Emily Harris reports on the toll 11 days of fighting is taking.
12-year-old Madlin Abu Tawila whispers to her dad in an intensive care room in Gaza's largest hospital. Her house was hit by an Israeli strike Friday morning. She was hit in her abdomen. Nurse Mahmoud Abu Asi says she's recovering nicely.
She's the best cases in of our ICU there.
Better, he says, than the head injuries and amputations he's seen this week.
There's a lot of cases we see that really sad, really make. We hope the better for us.
Gazan officials say more than 2,000 Palestinians have been injured in 11 days of war. Israel says it tries to minimize civilian casualties by issuing warnings and sometimes delaying strikes. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
Separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine are being accused of destroying evidence of the crash site of the Malaysia jetliner that went down with 298 people on board. Malaysia's transport minister says he's deeply concerned the site has not been properly secured, and Kiev says dozens of bodies have been removed. Many of the victims were Dutch, but passengers came from 11 different countries. Several were traveling to Australia for a major international AIDS conference, including a respected researcher. Anthony Hayes of the Gay Men's Health Crisis in New York says the loss to the community is immense.
The loss of life itself is devastating. The loss of life to research, to helping end HIV and AIDS, is profound.
President Obama says the U.S. believes the jet was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from rebel-controlled territory. Talks on Iran's nuclear program will continue for another 4 months. There was supposed to be a deal by tomorrow, but NPR's Peter Kinnan reports from Vienna that negotiators decided their differences were just too great to meet that deadline.
After struggling to reconcile Iran's aspirations for its nuclear program with international concerns about Tehran's ability to pursue nuclear weapons should it choose to do so, the two sides agreed to add 4 months to their negotiating deadline. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton suggested that they hope it won't take that long.
We will reconvene in the coming weeks in different formats with the clear determination to reach agreement at the earliest possible moment.
A senior U.S. official says in addition to continuing a freeze on many of its nuclear activities, Iran has made new commitments in return for receiving more of its frozen assets by way of sanctions relief. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Vienna.
This is NPR. A new report from the OPEC oil cartel says some of the world's biggest oil producers are losing market share to the U.S. NPR's Zoe Chase reports that OPEC's crude production was down 2.5% last year.
The world still loves its oil. World demand is up. World oil production is up as well. That growth has largely come from the United States, which is increasingly able to fill its own demand with shale oil from Texas and North Dakota. OPEC says its own production will probably continue to drop slightly following last year's trend, though not because of unrest in OPEC countries, but because of growing oil production in the rest of the world. The U.S. is on track to become the biggest oil-producing country in the world, ahead of Russia and Saudi Arabia. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Some 3,000 French troops stationed in Mali will be redeployed to four other African nations instead of being sent home. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The new operation, codenamed Barkhane, after a dune in the Sahara, will target terrorists from the Atlantic coast to the Mediterranean. Its headquarters will be in Chad. French soldiers will also be stationed in Mauritania, Mali, and Burkina Faso. French President François Hollande is in Africa to inaugurate the newly reorganized force. Officials say the shifting strategy is aimed at preventing the trade routes across the region now used for drug and weapons trafficking from becoming a permanent passage for jihadist groups between Libya and the Atlantic Ocean. Though Hollande says France's Mali operation to drive back Islamist extremists was a success, analysts say the region's terrorist problem hasn't gone away. It's merely dispersed. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.